Good evening, this is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badum. Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha has reaffirmed the government's commitment to continue the Uran scheme beyond April 2027 through an expanded Uran framework focusing on connectivity with hilly, northeastern and aspirational regions and the development of around 120 new destinations. Addressing an event today in New Delhi to mark the 9th anniversary of the scheme, the Civil Aviation Secretary highlighted that Uran has been a transformational initiative aimed at making Air India affordable and accessible to the common citizen. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the regional connectivity scheme Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik Uran has facilitated over 1.56 crore passengers through 3.23 lakh flights in 9 years. The Uran scheme was launched on 21st October 2016 under the National Civil Aviation Policy. State Minister of Sports Kanto Jini called on the Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. They discussed strengthening the State Olympic Association, enhancing talent scouting through sports medicine and honoring outstanding achievers who have brought pride to Arunachal Pradesh. The governor highlighted the urgent need to strengthen the Olympic movement in the state by systematically identifying, nurturing and promoting young talents with the potential to shine at national and international platforms, including the Commonwealth and Olympic Games. He underscored the importance of integrating sports medicine and scientific training to help athletes perform at their highest potential while ensuring their long-term health and well-being. The governor also encouraged the minister to actively promote adventure sports such as mountaineering, canoeing, whitewater rafting and mountain biking, fields where the youth of Arunachal Pradesh can truly excel. Minister for Education P.D. Sona inaugurated the New Age Learning Center at the State Central Library, Itanagar, yesterday. In a social media post, the education minister informed that the initiative by the Department of Public Libraries, Government of Arunachal, marks a step forward in fostering innovation, digital literacy and lifelong learning for the youth. He added that the center aims to bridge traditional learning with modern technology, providing access to digital resources, e-learning tools and collaborative spaces for students, researchers and readers. In the meantime, the minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to nurturing an informed, educated and digitally empowered Arunachal Pradesh. Secretary Public Libraries Mamta Riba and Director Public Libraries Yanga Riga Ette were present on the occasion. As part of the Fit India initiative, the Indian Army, in coordination with ITBP, successfully organized a 20-kilometer joint cycling rally at Alo in West Siang district yesterday. The event highlighted the synergy, interoperability and operational camaraderie between the two forces while promoting physical training and endurance among service personnel. The rally also participation from Army and ITBP officers, junior commissioned officers and other ranks. The joint activity reinforced coordination, teamwork and mutual understanding between the two forces, strengthening jointness and a feeling of pride and mutual loyalty. MLA Basa Nyabi Jinidirchi today graced the opening ceremony of the third edition T20 District Level Cricket Tournament 2025 at Todak Basar Stadium. A highlight of the event was the inspiring journey shared by women cricket pioneers, umpire cum selector member, women's all category and under 19 and under 16 boys, Mariado and wicketkeeper cum all rounder under BCCI level 1 course, Jumngam Basar. In a social media post, the MLA stressed that their stories of perseverance despite the lack of facilities in the past are a powerful testament to the talent of Laparada district. Deputy Commissioner Laparada Hemani Mena, Joint Secretary Arunachal Cricket Association Sring Thapke and others were present on the occasion. In a tragic incident, two residents of Namsang village in Tirap district were killed by a herd of wild elephants near the village school campus late Monday night. This is the fourth human fatality caused by wild elephant attacks in the Diomali area this year and the fifth within the past year, highlighting a growing concern over increasing human-elephant conflicts in the region. So far, five precious lives, including that of former MLA Khapcheng Rajkumar, have been lost due to elephant attacks. In the meantime, the DA has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and has ensured necessary relief measures to the bereaved families. The Arunachal State Badminton Association has announced that the 12th Chief Minister Veteran and Sub-Veteran State Badminton Tournament will be held at Rupa in West Kameng District from November 4 to 9. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.